We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Wichita's number one talk. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News, Steve and Ted in the morning here, 8:48 now. Three big things.
Three.
Head of the FAA test flies a 737. Max says he likes what he saw.
Two.
Kansas Health Director says the state is still in the first wave of the pandemic, and a potential second wave could be nasty.
One.
Both sides claim victory after first presidential debate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes in Wichita have really thinned out over the last hour or so. Not seeing any slowdowns out there. Still seeing patches of small patches of some heavy traffic out there. Right now, eastbound Kellogg, right around Hillside, some fairly heavy traffic right there at this time. But everything moving right along at normal speeds. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 65 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 42. Friday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 68 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Stephen 10 in the morning. 98.7, 1330 KNSS. U.S. consumer spending slowed in August while personal incomes fell, reflecting the expiration of the $600 weekly benefit for the unemployed. Commerce Department reported that spending grew by just 1%, the weakest showing since spending actually fell 12.7% in April after the virus pandemic shut down large parts of the economy. The 2.7% drop in incomes followed a gain of 0.05, half a percent, in July. The August drop reflected the expiration of the $600 expanded unemployment benefit on July 31st. For the fourth straight month, the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index advanced above growth neutral to its highest level since May of 2018. The index is a leading economic indicator for the nine-state region stretching from Minnesota to Arkansas. It includes Kansas and Oklahoma. In April of this year, COVID-19 pushed the overall index to its lowest level in 11 years. Since April, the overall index has risen five consecutive months, with four straight months above the growth neutral 50. The September Business Conditions Index, which ranges between 0 and 100, increased to 65.1 from August's 60. The Kansas Business Conditions Index for September increased to 69.9 from 63 in August. The results come from a monthly survey of supply managers. And the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits declined last week to a still high 837,000, evidence that the economy is struggling to sustain a tentative recovery that began this summer. Stocks rallied on Wall Street Wednesday, but only after zooming up, down, and back up again. In a fitting end to a wild month and quarter, prospects for additional support from Congress for the economy helped drive the day's trading. By the end of the day's trading, momentum had returned and the S&P rose 27 points. The Dow gained 329, the NASDAQ added 82 points. Now some headlines from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. A Wichita manufacturer has won a major defense award that will help support its work past the middle of the decade. Leading Technology Composites has won a contract worth up to $450 million from U.S. Special Operations Command for specialized body armor plates the company produces for the military. According to a notice of the award from the Department of Defense, the work, all of which will be done in Wichita, is expected to run through 2026 and was won by the local supplier's small business competitive bid that drew six proposals. The Federal Aviation Administration piloted the Boeing 737 MAX Wednesday, putting the aircraft and its proposed changes through their paces on a two-hour test flight out of Seattle. And while there's still regulatory work to be done before returning the grounded jet to service, FAA Administrator Steve Dixon says he was pleased with the aircraft and its performance. Quote, "I like what I saw. It's been a constructive week," Dixon said during a broadcast news conference following the plane's successful flight. And Wichita-based Genesis Health Clubs has expanded its presence in the Tulsa market, adding two more fitness centers to the two it already has. President Rodney Stephen II says the company purchased two Sky Fitness and Wellbeing locations and will turn them into Genesis Health Clubs South Tulsa and Midtown Tulsa branches. The Tulsa clubs become the 55th and 56th locations for Genesis across the Midwest. In July, it acquired seven athletic clubs locations in Nebraska, Iowa, and the Kansas City area. There's some headlines this morning for you from the Wichita Business Journal. Always like a good emu story. I know Jan does.
Yeah.
Authorities in a city north of Boston have captured an emu after the large flightless bird was spotted roaming local streets. The Eagle Tribune reports that the animal, named Kermit, escaped from the property of a Haverhill resident as she was preparing to relocate it to a farm in Maine. A native of Australia, emus are the world's largest bird after the ostrich, then can reach nearly 100 pounds, a height of almost 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in Haverhill caught the bird 2 hours after it was sighted. They say an animal control officer enticed the emu by feeding it a pear from a nearby tree.
Oh.
So if you ever have to attract an emu, they like pears.
An emu near a pear tree.
Yep.
Interesting.
An emu in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Today is National Hair Day. Celebrate by, getting a shampoo, combing it over, I guess. I've never been one to been able to celebrate hair very much. I've never had a great big bushy head of hair in my life. It was always thin, even when I was a young man. So The great thing is, though, when you go bald in the eighth grade, is that over the years, patiently, I've waited and waited, and now it's becoming popular for men to shave their heads and go completely bald. So I've waited long enough. Now I'm in style.
I see.
Celebrating National Hair Day, as we do here with Steve and Ted. All right. All right, we're going to have an interesting Friday tomorrow. We'll hear from Mitch Holtis.
And, oh, yeah, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Going to have a great show tomorrow. Coming up, keep it right here, Glenn Beck is on the way, and they're going to have a lot more reaction on the Glenn Beck program today to that big debate. Lots of reaction going on to that. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. 9 o'clock news kicking that off, both sides claiming victory in the first debate. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita. Today's high, cooler, around 65 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.